Several issues have come into the spotlight over the course of the Burlington mayoral campaign. The most contentious may be the pace and amount of development that is occurring. Mayor Weinberger believes it's a sign of success.
For a number of reasons, I think it's a sign of how much progress we've made over the last 3 years. First of all, we've come a long way with getting the fundamental pieces of city government right, and that we've really turned around the city's finances. We've made great progress putting the city's parks and bike path in great shape. We've started this effort to clean up the northern waterfront. We have greatly improved the city's financial internal controls and practices. You know, we just have the best audit the city's had in many years released last week. Another point, I think, that we're having this conversation as a sign of good news is, you know, a few years back, we were worried about businesses leaving downtown. We were worried about people not wanting to live in the downtown. And that's not the environment right now. Burlington is on the move, and it's headed in the right direction. And businesses want to move here, and we are seeing some investment in the downtown. My position is that much of our downtown and waterfront area is currently a surface parking lot or an underutilized sort of suburban structure like the mall, this kind of 1.5-story building put right in the central 2 blocks of our downtown. And we would be far better off as a city for lots of reasons, including better property tax situation, including having more affordable housing and many other benefits if we filled in some of these missing gaps with new investments in buildings that are consistent with the scale and character of the city that we love today, but some more of it than we do today. And I think that's what you're starting to see happen with some of the recent new hotels that have opened up and some proposed housing that's happening in and around the downtown. I think that's a very positive thing.
Mayor, speaking of underutilized items and yet the progress around it, the waterfront has been seeing progress, but we still have the Moran plant sitting there. Will we ever see that really fully utilized?
That's what the voters voted for a year ago. And that vote, from my perspective, ensures that we will have resolution with what happens with the Moran plant. People voted to take one last chance at reusing that building for something ambitious and great, which is where my heart has always been. I find the spaces inside the building and the height of it where you can have this just incredible view of Lake Champlain from the roof. I think it'd be great if we could find a way to reuse it. However, this is the last chance for that, really. And if we can't do it now, we're never going to be able to do it. We have this extra resources, this tax increment financing in place right now that allow us to, you know, make public investments that won't be possible in a few years. Either we get it done now, or then let's be honest with ourselves and let's move on. Use the TIF money that we have to take it down so we no longer have this hulking eyesore on the northern waterfront.
I know there's been several topics brought up from Burlington Telecom to the Southern Connector and such. If you're reelected, what sorts of things do you want to focus on?
A lot of the last 3 years has been focused on kind of cleaning up these problems that this administration inherited that were really quite urgent issues like Burlington Telecom, dealing with bike paths that had major damage in it from the floods. As a result of the progress we made over the last 3 years, I think we really do now have an opportunity to kind of have more discussion about where we want to go as a city and how we're going to address some of these longer-term challenges. You know, one I'm quite excited about is new investment in children from ages 0 to 5 through a home visiting program and then a scholarship for kids that need scholarships to get high-quality childcare. We have a concept now based off of programs that have been successful in other cities. We'd like to move from this concept stage to implementation over the next year, and we're basing our program off of a program that was designed by a former Federal Reserve banker in Minneapolis, St. Paul, who has studied this visiting and scholarship program there and shown that it has some very substantial savings downstream for special education, for drug treatment costs, other public safety spending that I think has a possibility. If we get this right, we can both do right by all of Burlington's children and make better use of scarce public resources.
You mentioned that the first few years of the administration was cleaning up some of the previous problems. Do you kind of regret the fact that you had to do that and you couldn't really advance on this program earlier?
That was the whole point of my campaign last time, is that we were headed in the wrong direction. We needed to turn things around. We needed a fresh start. We needed to get projects around the city moving again. We needed to rebuild trust in City Hall. And I don't regret really any of that. But really what I'm saying now is, excitingly, I think we have made progress together with the City Council, the voters of Burlington, who have been very involved in this turnaround effort. We're certainly not done putting our finances in order, but we've come far enough that we are able now to have these different kinds of discussions and plans for the future and attempts to address longer-term challenges. I think that's an exciting thing. And I'm excited for that work as well. If the people of Burlington would like to have me keep working hard on it, I'd be excited to do that.
Later this week, we will speak with Mayor Weinberger's challengers, including independent Greg Gumma and progressive Steve Goodkind. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.